Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to continue to speak on the subject we started last week. And I want to break it into a subject I've entitled Look and Live. Last week we looked at the bigger picture and I broke the message into two. There are two ways of seeing life generally and your life in particular. The first way is God's viewpoint, and the second way is man's viewpoint. I call God's viewpoint of your life the bigger picture. And man's perspective of your life is the smaller picture. God gave us the Bible that we would see life from his viewpoint. In other words, we will see the bigger picture. And it is necessary to have God's viewpoint about life and about your life in particular. That is why you have the Bible. See, after me, I have the Bible. Let's all say it. I have the Bible. So that I can see things the way God sees them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when we come to church, we should give you the bigger picture. Because the bigger picture is different from the everyday perspectives of life. And it is not easy to see the big picture in the day-to-day vicissitudes of life, the troubles of life. All that you see is your trouble. And you get forgetful that God is up to something in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important to see the big picture about your life. Otherwise, you will give too much power and attention to what you are going through. And those things, when you focus on the smaller picture, is going to minister doubt, is going to minister discouragement and low-spiritedness to you. So as we go through the troubles of life and the day-to-day activities of life, we must learn to look up. Because the bigger picture is the way that you should see in order to overcome the problems of life and not succumb to it. Now, last week I took you on a journey. And we ended up saying that the bigger picture is the glory of Jesus that you should see. Because seeing Jesus induces the transformational work of the Holy Spirit.
So
as we see the glory of Jesus, the Holy Spirit gets into action to transform our lives to become like the picture, the vision we are seeing. That was from our text last week in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Today, I want us to look at Numbers chapter 21. And then verse 4 to 9. Numbers chapter 21. Numbers is in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and then you come to Numbers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You read from verse 4. I want you all to get there. Are we set? Then they journeyed from Mount Har by the way of the Red Sea.
Now, one more to come from Mount Har, and now I'm on the Epochokono
to go around the land of Edom.
Sir, but yeah, one more back for after Edom as I so.
And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way.
Now, one more corner, and you can't ekra and area where.
Because God was taking them through a long cut. There was a shortcut to the promised land. But God did not take them on that route. In your life, God will take you on a route that if you do not take care, your soul becomes weary. Because you wonder, what is happening to my life? Why am I on this course? Why am I going through what I'm going through?
Hallelujah. Amen.
But you must know whatever thing that you go through, that God is up to something in your life. So Israel was discouraged.
And this
is the result of their discouragement. Verse 5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? What painful words to say to God and to say to Moses. For there is no food and no water. And our soul moves or hates this worthless bread. Hard words. So the Lord sent shrewd serpents among the people. And they bit the people. And many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent.
Now, what do you hear? What can say?
And set it on a pole.
Now, for you say, be a soup.
And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks,
so was shed.
When he looks,
so was shed.
At it,
now, or shed yourself, one
shall live.
And you'll be young.
This is where I took my text from, look and live.
When you baby, I'm a farmer 75. Share, then
you didn't say do anything.
Like I say, you'll be
there. Yes, a look.
I said, share.
And live.
Then you
Isn't that great? He didn't say work. He didn't say put medicine on it. He didn't say perform something, do something about your sickness. He just said look and live. Tell the person sitting by you, look and live. Verse 9, let's end it. So Moses made a bronze
scepter
and put it on a pole. And so it was, if the serpent had beaten anyone, when he looked, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is this bronze serpent. On the cross, Jesus Christ was made a curse. The serpent is a symbol of a curse.
Now,
and he says that just look at the curse so that you will be blessed. I don't understand why people make things very difficult for the children of God. Because they give us an impression that when you dream and you see a serpent, you see the devil.
No.
A serpent equals the devil. If you see a snake, you have seen something bad. Me, when I see a snake, it's Jesus. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As God said, we should look at that serpent. So that you will live. You know, the Old Testament is about seeing yourself. The Old Testament is about seeing your wretchedness. That is why God gave us a law. Romans chapter 7, verse 7. If the law had not come, we would not have the knowledge of sin. So the Ten Commandments and all of the many laws, hundreds of laws that was given to Israel, it was just to reveal the wretchedness of human beings. So the moment you focus on yourself and your performance, you have placed yourself under the law.
And then now with the work of
I'll say it again.
That can be you.
The Old Testament is about seeing yourself and your wretchedness.
Upon that down said and said
when man sinned, the first thing man realized was that he was naked. Because the fall of man made us to look at ourselves and not to look away from ourselves. So when you focus on yourself and your performance, you are a Christian in 2012, but you are living in the Old Testament.
Not just we are Christian here, no, we are Christian in the Old Testament. We need to be done here.
When you see your wretchedness, you
have
placed yourself under the law.
And I know what the work was said, and say.
Let's take it a little further. The moment you think that God looks at you based on your performance, you have come under the law. Instead of looking towards what Jesus has done, many people are looking at what they have done and what they have not done. But the New Testament of grace is about seeing Jesus. It's not about looking at yourself. It is about looking away from yourself. God wants us to look away from our wretchedness to look at His solution.
And he said, they are who enter far. Never me, I shook when I want for so about boy. Am I a winter?
So we must always look and focus on Jesus.
And you see, then you know, I was saying, you're shunning out Jay at the Yosu.
Because Jesus is the bigger picture of yourself.
As I said, Christo, any for Nikas here, ah, at Tisa Wankasa.
He is God's perspective of you. That is why God says that keep looking at Him. In order to know yourself, in order to know how God looks at you, you must look at Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
We came from Him.
Yes,
we learned that last week.
Ephesians 1:4.
We were chosen in Him, not in Adam. Our real origin was in Jesus before we were put in the loins of Adam. And we are going to end up in Jesus. So you must see your beginning in Jesus and you must see your end in Jesus. Because Jesus is the bigger picture of you. When you are hurt and you are suffering in life, it is easy to look at your suffering. It is natural because you are in pain, you are in trouble. So when the serpent bit one of the Jews, when a serpent bites you right now, do you know what you will do? You will hold your legs and look at the sword. You won't look away from your trouble. You will not look away from your pain. You will always focus on your wounds and your trouble and your suffering. But the Bible is telling us that in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of the vicissitudes of life, when it is like everybody is watching you because you are in big trouble, don't look at your trouble. Don't look at the serpent bite. Look away to the cross. Look at the cross of Jesus. Because that is a bigger picture God is always looking at. If you want what you are going through, the troubles, the kind of pressure you are under to abate, and the venom of the devil that has entered your body and traveling through your veins, if you wanted to die, the troubles that the demon spirits are bringing to your children and your family and your work and your life, if you wanted to abate, in spite of the trouble, trouble, learn to look at the fiery serpent on the cross.
Hallelujah. So what the sasa or yawana any atitia before I give you fear and you may require above when you deal with you so my what I see when you feel so dear and then I show you.
God is always looking at Jesus in dealing with you.
Now so when you may say why you do not be a woman, now I show you answer. Now
I will say it again. God is always looking at Jesus in dealing with your life.
So when you
may look at what God is looking at.
And it was when
hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God sees that Jesus carried your sins. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 verse 6b that God laid on him the iniquity of us all. Iniquity is talking about future uncommitted sin. He put them all upon the Lord Jesus.
Now we can call Isaiah my say,
he carried your sin, so you should not carry it.
Now,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that, but God sees Jesus as somebody who carried the punishment of your sins.
Now, when the people who you Christ said,
he carried the consequences for your sins. There are many believers who are carrying the consequence of their sins. But God says that if you look at Jesus, who carried the punishment for your sins, then the punishment or whatever thing that you are going through, your family is going through, in your finances, in your marriage, whatever it is, it will abate.
Now, yes, you see, so we should not, we know what you need to say, we should not catch you. Now, we will get Christ to all you say, on the swan, we will be in the swan, catch you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He carried all of the punishments for
our sins.
That is why when you look at him, God only corrects you now. He cannot punish you because somebody took the punishment. And he says that when you look at the cross, there will be a correction or whatever thing you are going through, it will not carry on from day to day. It has to end. You don't need to suffer just because of a wrong thing that you did last year or last 2 years or a disobedience of 10 years ago. Jesus carried that sin. He carried the punishment for that sin. You should not go on reaping what you sowed. No, there is mercy. There is grace that rejoices against judgment. You are suffering for nothing, I'm telling you. God says that look up and live.
Now, every now what do you want say? Why you be being a few chairman? And to me, we feel we are free. Now we are no one so chair. And I don't need your way and when you put what you are. What is a woman done when you know what Christ is? And you know, you put a woman born about so. Sad, you know, Yami Bama and see. Now, when Yami Bama treat you, the worst in the quantum pound or so. And to me, you are by me, my mama, my papa. Now, for Sada, you need to say, I said, Christ will offer you. Shall cross and shall ascend you. Now, when Yamite is
hallelujah.
Amen.
The sin of the people of Israel was murmuring against God and against Moses.
Now, Bonia Israel for you and say, Wabukasatia when Yamiani Moses.
The punishment was snakes biting them for them to die.
Now, I about what
but God said that if they look at the fiery serpent upon the
throne, now,
the sin is over,
and then
and the punishment is over.
And
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is looking at Jesus in dealing with you.
Now, so when you meet a person, when you be before the Lord, and I'm Christ, so
looking at Jesus.
So we say yes or no.
Is going to activate grace to end the sufferings that are in our lives.
Amen.
As a result of our memories, as a result of our disobedience, as a result of whatever thing that you may have done, that your ancestors may have done, that you may have done yesterday. provided you are going to look at what Jesus Christ has done, it is going to have grace activated for your situation.
Hallelujah.
To come to an end.
Hallelujah. And it is a wooden young quadra, wooden young hotel. And one young from the sun, ya, why, and here. When I mean, you shall say, Wooden Shake Christo. Now, so we wash your Christo, dear. Now, we do when you see Christo, so dear. And you're not, dear, we're from the Nina, on your middle, as you are now, never in our hotel.
Tell the person sitting by you, see the bigger picture.
Now, the catcher, not to tell you, so one show from the Cassian.
Tell the person, see the bigger picture.
Catcher, and say, one show.
Look at what God is looking at. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 5.
Galatians 4.
And then verse
4.
You have become estranged from Christ.
But so what you know every Christ.
And you see the seriousness of this thing?
When you are there, who said your thing?
Paul is talking to Christians.
Now, Paul, no, near Christopher, no, Kasa.
Is it possible for a Christian to be estranged, move away from Jesus?
And I'm the sister of Christo, near the Tina Basse, or the children who every Christo one.
Yes, if you don't focus and look at the cross, you have moved away from Jesus.
Say, one shot Christo, and you are saying, you know, so dear, and you know what you have in Christo.
The King James version of the Bible says that Christ has become of no effect to you.
Or saying, you're not Christo, but who any man for so dear and for man?
Because the suffering that you bore, you are suffering that suffering. What effect is Christ in your life then?
How now a family born our family was sending a missile? What a dasua gusua wasua? And tell you now what was sending a missile? What's he saying?
Let's finish it. You who attempt to be justified by law or by your performance.
You are what Jenya was saying. We did Maso, and now one Casaudi who are doing your BB, and that's why you're mean.
You have fallen from grace.
And then, what's the Adonasi?
You cannot have the graciousness of God coming to you.
And then, I don't know to me,
because your focus is on your performance and your efforts in this life.
And
you are a believer, but you have forgotten about the cross and what it stands for in your life. And you are no more applying the cross and the work of Jesus to your life. The grace of God is induced. When we look and we see Jesus Christ. John chapter 3. And then verse 14. John chapter 3 verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And this lifting up is talking about the cross. John chapter 6. And then verse 40. And this is the will of him who sent me.
Now when
this is the will of God who sent Jesus. That everyone who sees the Son and believes in him, they have everlasting life. And I will raise him up. God says that he wants us to see the Son and believe in the Son.
Now when you pass up, say you abano, now you abani do.
See Jesus Christ on the cross and believe in what it means in your life.
Yes, you are saying so.
This seeing of Jesus is not a physical one. It is seeing Jesus with the eyes of your heart. In the Greek, the word translated see the Son, sees the Son, is the word intensively acknowledge the Son. Another meaning is to intensively spectate the Son.
And he said, "What about showing you when you show say obanini?"
It is not a casual look.
And yes, I won't shower keke.
It is a fixing of your gaze, an intensive acknowledgement, an active acknowledgement of Jesus Christ.
And he said, "What do you want me? What come? What do you mean? I ever see Christ also?"
Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.